This is the State of Things. I'm Frank Stacia. We are broadcasting today in front of a live audience at the Triad Stage in downtown Greensboro. We've come to the theater's terrific Upstage Cabaret to hear a band, familiar to many in the Triad, Songs of Water, and to chat with world-renowned pianist and conductor Ignat Solzhenitsyn. He's in town to perform with the Greensboro Symphony Orchestra. But before we turn our attention to the arts, we're going to talk business with Justin Catanoso. He is the executive editor of the Triad Business Journal and a frequent guest on the State of Things. Justin Catanoso, welcome to the State of Things.
Thanks, Frank. Welcome to Greensboro.
It is always, always good to be here. I understand you have qualified good news about business in the Triad. What's going on?
Well, we're looking at manufacturing. We have been a manufacturing-based economy. And so the bad news is that that is getting smaller and smaller. Over the last 10 to 15 years, we've lost more than 60,000 manufacturing jobs. We've gone from manufacturing as a percentage of our economy being 30% down to under 15%. But what's happening in the past year is that manufacturing is on an upswing nationally. And so we wanted to see if that was happening here in the Triad. And it appears to be. We've got lots and lots of manufacturing operations, factories that are busy as they've ever been. That's good news. They're profitable. They're shipping stuff. But they're not hiring. And so that's sort of the mixed message here. Our manufacturers have shrunk to a level that's really sustainable, but not so busy where they're starting to bring people back.
Is this just a sense of anxiety on the part of these businesses, not wanting to move too fast? There are signs, at least in the business world, that things are picking up. Why not hire more and push things forward?
It's exactly that. We've talked to some of these CEOs and plant managers who still are horrified by the fact that they've got to lay off dozens or hundreds of people at a time. They don't want to see that again. So what they're doing is they're adding shifts, and they're giving people the opportunity to work overtime, or they're hiring temporary workers and not promising them full-time work, which is kind of the way we're going. We're seeing some movement in this. We're seeing some of our manufacturers outside the traditional base of furniture, tobacco, and textiles starting to hire. And this is in sort of building supplies, plastics, chemicals, things like that, which we have a good base on, but it's real slow.
And the other thing I understand is that while there aren't as many jobs, the jobs there are paying better.
Yeah, this is a realization that's been somewhat of a surprise. You know, the jobs that have come in to backfill here in the Triad, where manufacturing has gone away, haven't paid very well. So it's in retail, it's in various services, it's call centers. As a result, the manufacturing wage has lifted. We have lost all our unskilled manufacturing jobs. They're gone. We're not going to get those back. So what's left is fairly skilled and tends to pay a little bit higher wage.
American Express now recently announced it's closing a big call center.
Yeah.
Tell us about the impact of that.
Yeah, well, it's enormous. And it's enormous not only from a job impact, for psychological and corporate leadership. American Express has been in Greensboro for 25 years. They had one of their largest call centers in America here. At one point, they employed 3,300 people. Now they have 1,900 people. It's in the largest office space in Greensboro, out by the airport. A month ago, they announced that they're shutting that down because they had excess capacity in three other call centers around the country, and that they could shift all these jobs from here elsewhere and close a building. This was a real estate-driven decision. They're not actually eliminating those jobs. They're just moving them. So 400 of them will stay here in Greensboro, and people will work from home, but we'll lose 1,500 jobs. But more to the point, American Express was a huge corporate player, very generous with their donations, very generous of this place here at Triad Stage over the years. And that's the kind of stuff you can't replace.
So that's the ripple effect within the economy and in the local economy.
Yeah.
People are laid off. There's less money to circulate. Does it have another kind of psychological effect when other businesses are looking to locate and you lose a business instead of gaining a business? Do other industries pay attention to that?
You know, yes and no. I think who pays attention to that are the elected officials and the economic developers, but other businesses are sort of looking at what works for them in this area. So one of the stories we did after American Express announced was, we have lots of call centers here. We have more than 20 call centers, big ones, United Healthcare, CityCard, PepsiCo over in Winston-Salem. You know, are they in danger of downsizing as well? And the answer is no. Their economics and dynamics are different. So it really is circumstantial, Frank.
Let's talk about community colleges. President Obama noted in his State of the Union address, community colleges in the Triad are helping to shape the face of the economy. And he went to Forsyth, to Forsyth Tech, and the biotech student Kathy Proctor, 55 years old. Yeah. How common is that story?
It's increasingly more common because as we have people getting laid off, mid-career, middle-aged from our various industries, they are finding their way back to the community colleges for retraining and what they hope will be the jobs of the future. And here in the Triad, biotechnology is one of those things we're hoping to grow, as well as transportation and logistics and aviation. And so the community colleges are responding by providing these programs, providing these opportunities for retraining. Now the local economy has to respond by actually providing the job opportunities.
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Realistically, how many of these graduates, particularly at age 55 and beyond, are going to be able to find jobs?
Well, I can't answer that specifically, but the opportunities are there. We have a huge medical center in Winston-Salem. Healthcare is a big industry in this area. Banner Pharmacaps is one of the nation's largest maker of generic pills. They're in High Point. We've got two rising pharmaceutical companies, drug discovery companies, that are in growth modes right now. Now, they're hiring tens and twenties, not hundreds. So there are opportunities, but it's competitive right now.
Is there a kind of a reverse effect of the one we talked about earlier? As businesses leave, maybe it has a psychological impact on other businesses, but as they grow, does this become a biotech vector? Do you start to build an ecosystem that can attract even more jobs?
It's exactly what they're trying to do in Winston-Salem right now, and they've been building a downtown research park there really for the last 20 years. It's mostly anchored by university expansion, and that would be Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center. Mm-hmm. But they've got Targacept downtown, which is a fast-growing drug discovery company that's going to increase its employment by 30% this year. And if they get a drug to market in the next couple of years, as is expected, they'll grow even faster than that. They will help raise the renown of biotechnology here in the Triad, and they're starting to do that already.
What about if we take a look at the real estate market? What does that look like right now, and what impact is it having on the overall economy?
Real estate stinks, quite frankly, and it has been bad for a long time. It is not as bad here as Florida, as Las Vegas, as Arizona, as parts of California, because we didn't boom the way those parts of the country did. But we have a glut of unsold homes on the market. Our builders can't get loans to build new subdivisions, and so that has a big effect on the construction industry. Commercial real estate, you guys want a deal? There are lots of empty office spaces and warehouses around town. They're not building those. And so that's a real drag on the economy right now, because construction really is the foundation for a lot of growth.
One of the areas of growth that you point to is in the trucking and transportation, the logistics industry. Tell us about that.
This is huge, and you just need to think about the location that we have here in the Triad. We are in the center of the state. We're in the center of the southeast. We're really on the center of the eastern seaboard. So it's not a surprise that FedEx would have an air cargo hub here. It also has a major ground hub here. So does UPS. So we used to make all this stuff here, and then we used to ship it out. That's the transportation logistics. Now it gets made somewhere else, but they still send it back here to be packed and shipped and sorted. And so we have this major transportation hub. We've got major trucking companies like Old Dominion and Epps and Cartage that are very busy right now, even with the gas prices, because the consumer spending is ticking up. And so you're seeing our warehouses fill up with stuff that needs to be shipped out.
Well, I was going to ask you about gas prices, but hasn't had an impact yet.
Not yet, but ask me next month. I mean, we saw gas prices jump 10 cents yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
Yeah, they're going, and aviation-related jobs, too. And there are some manufacturing jobs in the aviation industry.
Yeah, this is interesting. I don't know how many people realize that we have a pretty substantial aviation cluster here in the Triad. So we've got about 20 companies. They employ probably between 4,000 and 5,000 people. The largest one is Timco, which is the biggest independent maintenance operation for jetliners. And they are adding a wing that's going to be making internal systems and seats for airplanes. But B Aerospace over in Winston-Salem is one of the largest makers of airline seats. And we have a lot of smaller suppliers around the edges that are feeding into this. But the big one really is HondaJet, which picked Greensboro a couple years ago as their headquarters. So they are making the planes out at PTI at our airport and making the engines over in Burlington. And these are small private jets that are going to cost $2 to $3 million a piece that will go on the market next year.
I'm imagining the Honda jet with my scarf waving in the wind.
You look good in one of those,
Frank.
Wouldn't
that be great?
Absolutely.
So, but, you know, getting back to these ecosystems, how important is it for a manufacturer who's thinking about manufacturing here in the United States to be in a place where there's a transportation hub?
Absolutely. I mean, this this is all about leveraging what you've got. And as we've gotten smarter about how to do economic development in this area, it really is about focusing on what the strengths are of the triad and trying to build on that. So they're focusing on biotechnology, transportation and logistics, aviation. And then one we haven't touched on, which is home furnishings, which really appeals to High Point.
Well, let's talk about that now, because there was a concern when Las Vegas was going to, you know, build its home furnishing show, that High Point might be left in the dust. How has that turned out?
It's not as big a threat as was feared. They are hanging on to that market, and they're still the dominant market for showing. But you need to keep in mind that home furnishings is more than just showing the furniture and making it. There are lots of other jobs around the edges that are white-collar: design, marketing, promotions, photography, those catalogs that go out. We have thousands of those jobs here. And so that's one of the industries that we sort of own and want to protect as we go
and
forward.
And Las Vegas got started late, like 2005 or so, and then things really collapsed
there. The real estate market there has really slowed that whole competition down in Las Vegas.
Justin, always a pleasure to talk with you.
Thanks, Frank.
Justin Catanoso is the executive editor of the Triad Business Journal. Just ahead, we're going to meet conductor and pianist Ignat Solzhenitsyn on the state of things from North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. Please stay with us.